Om Shanti. And today's topic is how to activate fortune. Because Baba is telling, once in a cycle, I am coming to activate children's fortune. How? And only once he is coming in the whole cycle. But how he will activate? Anybody? He is teaching, he is giving knowledge. He is teaching how much we give attention on this study. Whatever Srimad he is giving, directions he is giving, how much we follow, so much we will get in return for the future. But what I have to do for that? Particularly one thing, Baba said, I am coming to give health, wealth and happiness for minimum 21 births. He is giving this guarantee. Is it? For 21 births he is giving guarantee. If you are doing more, you can get for the whole cycle also. But how he is giving this? To have very healthy, he will give medicine from the Paramdham? No. How he will give this health, wealth and happiness? For the whole cycle, we require be healthy, wealthy and happy. For that, in this confluence age, at present, he is teaching, he is giving directions, he is giving Srimad, he is giving guidance. So what we have to do? How much we follow, how much we understand, how much we put into practical, so much you will get it. Is it? So, if you want, in the whole cycle, ever healthy, so what you have to do? You have to do something, no? So what? Practice. So what practice you have to do? Just remembering Baba, just listening only, you will get very, we will become very healthy? No. Because there is a universal law. What is that law in this universe? If you put one grain in this ground, not God is giving, He has given direction, that's all. You do something, do some effort. The universal law, if you put one seed in this ground, this earth will give you minimum 50, 100. Is it? Similarly, there is one universal law, spiritual law is there. Almighty Father has came on this earth and He has established this. Yajna it is called. So He is telling how much we serve with this physical body, so much you will become healthy. So how much service I have to do for this spiritual yajna? Because Almighty Father, He has established on this earth, what? This is called spiritual yajna. So we have to serve with this physical body. Because we cannot say it is my body. Yes? Whenever ticket came, you have to leave it. We cannot say it is my body. Yes? We cannot stay 1 minute more also. Only we can use this. We are guests in this world. Our home is in incorporeal world. We came here as a guest. So Baba is telling, use this body to serve Baba's yajna. Since this yajna will give you the blessing. For how many years? How many life? Only for 21 or 84? You want for the whole cycle? There is also some rule, no? So Baba has given for that. If you are doing 1 minute service, serving this yajna. This yajna will give you blessing for one life. Disease proof, you will become healthy for one life. For how many life we want to become very healthy? That is in your hands. Fortune is in your hands. There is a choice. So here, he is giving direction. He is giving knowledge. How much we are doing, so much we are going to get. What you sow, so shall you reap. So how much we want, how long you want for one life, two life, 15 life, 25 lives, 21 life, for how many lives you want? So that I have to ask myself, this body I am using for whom? Suppose there is too much sorrow, too much pain, we will pray, we will worship, we will remember God, God give me power to tolerate, make me cure. So how you will do it? Because there is a one universal law. What you sow, if you are putting one seed of grain, once again there is a condition. What you sow, same thing you will get. If you put one wheat grain on this in this land, so you will get only wheat, not rice. What you sow. So with this body, if you are serving this Baba's Yajna, how many minutes, how many hours in a day, 24 hours we are having? Minimum, Baba is telling, 1 minute if you are doing service. In return you will get for one life. Healthy body, healthy life. Now I have to ask myself, for how many life I want to become healthy? Otherwise you may say, always I am remembering Baba, I am doing meditation, I am regularly listening Murli. So why this disease came in my life? Why this is? So Baba has given solution for everything. Just by remembering, you cannot be very healthy. If you want health, so you have to use this body for His service. Now I have to ask, for how many births I want to become healthy? So how many births you want to become? Huh? For how much? 21 births? After 22? 21 births is sufficient. Okay, no, for how many birth? Now you have to ask what you sow, how much I am serving Baba. Baba's this yajna. He is not giving anything. He is not having anything. He is telling only, I am a guide. I am guiding you. I am teaching you. So you should not ask why this disease came to me. Why this problem came in my life? So in advance he is teaching. If you do this, you will get this. Convince? Possible? Now you have to ask yourself. For everything there is a clarity. Otherwise we say always, just to remember Baba. Just to listen Murli. We listen many things. Listening, reading is not everything. We listen many things, we read many things, but we never put into practical. That's why today Baba said, by your practical life, we have to show the world. Nobody wants to listen nowadays. They want to see the practical proof. So here also Baba is telling, ask yourself, during 24 hours, what we are doing with this body, what we are doing? We are serving whom? And how He will give you in return? Because He cannot interfere in our karmic accounts. Only He is guiding us. First, if you want a healthy life, second, wealth is necessary. Yes? Not only sound nowadays, you say, what is Iron Age and what is Golden Age? What is Iron Age? Fair. Health, wealth and happiness is not in balance. Imbalance is there. Somebody is having very beautiful body, but always sick. Always there are many diseases. Somebody is having plenty of wealth, but nobody is there to eat. So there is an imbalance. So how Baba will make this balance? That is called Golden Age. What is Golden Age? Where health, wealth, happiness is in balance, equal. How He will do it? It is not a magic. It is not a miracle. He is doing systematically. So He is giving teaching. Children, if you want, always be healthy. Use this life, body, for His service. Because He is coming once in a cycle. And He is giving in return. If you are doing 1 minute serving, He is giving multi-million times. So He is giving this teaching. So if we are listening His knowledge, if you are studying this, then I have to apply it. I have to ask myself what I am doing. So He is giving very clear explanation. Only attention is necessary. Each day we are listening many things. But just listening is not everything. Just reading is not everything. After listening, I have to ask, I have to analyze. I have to convince myself what Baba said, what is the meaning of this, and how much I can follow Baba, how much I can do, because all cannot be one. Number war, Baba is telling. All are having different. Even my one hand is not equal. One finger is different. One finger is very small. All are having different role. There is a choice. Now I have to ask myself what I want to become. What is my ability? What is my aim of life? What I want to do? So after listening, I will fix. Yes, I want to become. For the whole 84 life, I want to become always, ever healthy. So for that, what I have to do? That Baba is teaching. Just by remembering, He will give you? No. This I have to understand. Second point, if you want to become wealthy, while coming we have not brought this wealth, while going we cannot carry along with us. So what you will do? So here I will give an example. So it will be very clear to you. So you give me answer. Okay? Or you want to just listen? You have to give answer. So I will give very simple example. See, Baba is telling always in the Murli, children, use your body, serve Baba bodily, physically, mentally, and by wealth. Yes? While listening the Murli, brother is thinking, yes, Baba said, child, you must serve Baba's yagya with this body. Baba, today I am very busy, I cannot do this. Second, Baba is telling, child, you have to use your mind to serve Baba. Then he is listening, Baba, I have to work today, I won't get holiday today. So Baba is telling, third, child, you have to use your wealth. Then he is thinking, yes, Baba, I can. He is looking in his pocket. He is having few money. He is looking how to do, what to do. He is looking here and there. In his center, there are few chairs. So he feels, yes, I can do some service. So he straightway go to market and purchase one chair and he will keep in center. It is okay. Baba said, do service by your body. He said, no Baba, I don't get today leave. I have to do job. Then Baba is telling, do mentally? No. Then Baba said, do service by wealth. Then he has seen in his pocket, few money is there, little money is there. So he feels, what I have to do, what I can do. Yes, he will go straightway to market, purchase one chair, and he will keep in the center. He has done service through the wealth. It is okay. Brother, it is okay? No? No, Baba said it is. It is not his choice. Baba said, Sir Baba. So as per the Baba Srimat he has done. Because always Baba is telling in the Murli, do not mix Manmat in Srimat. It is very easy to add water in the milk. Yes? But it is very difficult. How you mix Manmat in Srimat? So he is doing service by Baba Srimat. Baba has said in the Murli, it is okay. No. The sisters, why? It is Baba's direction. Baba has said, not Manmat, he is Srimat. Baba said in the Murli. Baba said, no. It is not his Manmat. Baba said in the Murli, while listening he is doing this. Baba said, use your body, use your wealth. So how you prove it? It is Manmat. Yes, Baba is telling three. Okay, he is unable to do it by mind. He is unable to do physically. But he is having his capacity, ability, he is using it. All cannot be equal, no? So he has one that he has chosen. I cannot do fully today. Okay, at least I can do what? That he has tried. What is wrong in it? But at least what he is doing not wrong, no? It is right. Okay, sisters. Huh? You want to say not Baba Murli Srimat, so he has to ask the sister, the instrument, whatever Baba is telling in the Murli, it is not Srimat? So, he is not doing right. Vancouver, yes? Because he is doing as per the Baba Srimat. Baba said, Murli is Srimat. Is it? Now, what is your opinion? Okay, that is second option. Suppose that is second option. If he is not having money, okay, that is second. That's afterwards. First, he is having money. He will realize, I can serve today by wealth. Yes? Other two things he cannot. So whatever ability he is having, that he is using, it is okay. Okay. For Baba's service, wealth, Baba's service he is using. He never said it is my wealth. He is telling Baba's wealth and he is using it for Baba's service. What is wrong in this? It is right or wrong? Right. Brother is telling very right. Sisters, it is okay? Sister, now she changed her opinion. Okay, that is different. But as per his ability, he is doing it. It is okay. All sisters? Those who are telling it is right, raise your hand. Because listening is not everything. No, you must understand also. That's why there are few, now you can do a dialogue. Yes? Those who are telling what he has done right, sisters, first raise your hand. And others are telling not right, not convinced. Sister, you are not convinced? Silence is golden. Yes or no? And brothers? Not completely right, but partially right. Okay, accepted. Not completely. Not completely has done. But as per his ability, he has done it. Is right? What about? Purpose. He said, Baba said this. You have to serve. So he said, how he can serve? He's physically busy, mentally busy. He's having wealth. He said, let me use his capacity, his ability is that much. Any more opinion? But he has seen here and there what type of service I can do. If the few chairs are there, that is, chairs are lacking. So Baba's children can sit comfortably and they can do remember Baba, they can listen. So he said it is necessary. It is his understanding. He has observed how I can serve. Anything wrong in this? This is very critical. That's why I'm telling. Listening is different. We read. He has to ask the teacher. So what Baba is telling Murli, so it is not right? Means, what is Srimat? Srimat is what? Murli is Srimat, no? Brother is right. Now sister has said, but then you change your opinion. You change little bit. So this is very critical. Very minor line is here. Easily we cannot understand. We say Baba has said in the Murli. Murli is Srimat. It is right. But, so Baba is telling what? When you are listening. So if you want to do anything in this complex. So here, some instrument soul is there. The caretaker is there. But after listening Murli, you can go outside and do anything. Baba's knowledge is Srimat. But if you want to do something in this complex, here somebody is caretaker. So if you want to do something here, then you have to ask the instrument soul, the caretaker. Sister, Baba has said this. But I cannot use my body today. I have to keep busy. I cannot give my mental service. But I realize I can do some service. Hello brother, yes, you put money in Baba's box. There are many chairs we are having. There is not sufficient place. That's why you have kept only few chairs. Chairs are sufficient. You put your money in Baba's box, you will use for some other purpose. Ask where. If you want to do something in this place, if by listening only you can do outside anything, it is Srimad. This difference we cannot understand. Baba said this and we are doing it. Baba Srimad, even though Srimad, why you have to ask that you have to understand. Because here somebody is there, caretaker. It's a discipline. They have maintained everything. And you do not like this chair here. If you want to change, do not disturb the discipline. So you ask the person who is taking care of this hall, brother, this is disturbing me. Please change this chair. So he will do it. Understood? So in the center, the instrument soul is there. If you want to do anything after listening, ask her, sister, I feel. Otherwise, by listening Murli, straightway you have done, that is Manmat. Srimat is there. But you have added. So it is very critical. So that's what this Baba is telling. how to, where to use money, wealth. Not, yes, as per your choice. There is a freedom. Baba is telling how to use your wealth outside. Convince? That's why I give an example. So, how much you are using your this body, for whom you are serving? Serve to God. Serve to humanity. For whom you are doing? Otherwise, where there is too much pain, Baba, please help me. How? Baba said, I do not have anything. I cannot give you some medicine. Only I will guide you. Do this. So you will get this. So in 24 hours, what I am doing? How much I am serving Baba's service? Baba's yajna. That I have to ask. Because it is not my life, my body. He has given. Use it. He is telling 24 hours are there, 23 hours you use for yourself. At least 1 minute, serve this. If you want something, if you do not want, okay. Serve this with this body. Okay? Wealth also. Suppose, if you, where you are going to invest your money, suppose some bank is giving 10% interest. Some bank is giving only 5% interest. Where are you going to invest? So who is giving 10% interest, there you are going to invest, no? Not so, where, who is giving more interest? So here Baba is telling, I am giving how much? Yes? If you are doing, there are many examples, so these examples you must know always, where I have to use, and how to use. Not as per my choice. After listening, you can do it in outside. Knowledge is Srimad. But in this complex, somebody is there, caretaker. So you have to ask. If you are doing, then you will get full share. Otherwise, 1:1 ratio. Because in Srimad, you have used Manmat. Right? Convince? Because sometimes it is going in centers. Baba said, I am doing this. Yes, as per Srimad. Srimad and Manmat. It is very subtle line to understand. Now once again Baba is telling, if you want mental health, so what you will do, how much we connect with me, because I am the purifier. How much you remember, so much you will get. So how much you churn, remember Murli, knowledge, positive thoughts. So much your mind is clean. Now for that what you will do? You have to work. 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, you have to work. Mentally you have to work. To earn wealth. How much you will going to serve Baba mentally? For that also very simple. While doing physical service, mental service, we can remember Baba also. You have to do mental service. Sometimes those who are working in office, 8 hours, 10 hours you have to work. You have to apply your mind. Full concentration will be there. Even though what we can do, how while working also, how much we can remember. There are two techniques. One is early in the morning, when you sit in meditation, we can clean your mind, we can purify by remembering Him. While working also, how? So Baba is telling, there are many techniques, just very simple. When suppose early in the morning we are listening Murli, take one Murli point as per your choice. We cannot remember the whole Murli. Okay. As per your choice, listen one Murli point, write down, keep along with you in your pocket. So when after Murli class, we go to breakfast, we take afternoon lunch, we take dinner 3 times in a day, we feed this body. It is said, healthy mind in healthy body. We take care of the body 3 times in a day to keep this body healthy. So what we have to do? To keep your mind healthy, how much you have to take care of mind? 3 times in a day, minimum, equal. Healthy mind, healthy body. How you'll do it? And all are having 2 hands. After Murli class, we go for breakfast. 2 hands you are having. This hand will go here. What this hand is doing? Put in your pocket. What Baba said? It's a food for the mind, positive thought. So you have listened, you cannot remember. You have note down. Diary is somewhere else and we are somewhere else. It must be available. So just you feed once sufficient. After whole, do 2-3 hours you work. Keep yourself busy in physical work. When you go lunch, there is a time. You are giving. There is no separate time is necessary. So when you are taking care of this body, same time we are having 2 hands. Serve yourself also. Similarly in the night. Otherwise only 1 stomach. Morning you have taken food. Why you have to eat in the evening? Yes, we get hungry. Similarly for the mind also. Minimum 3 times in a day, we have to remind. It is a food for the mind. It is a positive thought. So then there is a balance. Otherwise you take only once. We serve physically 3 times in a day minimum. So healthy body, weak mind. How to keep that balance? So you cannot listen whole Murli, you cannot come center whole day. Take only 1 drop of positive thought, sufficient. Keep along with you. Minimum 3 times in a day, morning, afternoon, evening. Feed yourself. Convince yourself. Remind yourself. So that knowledge is active. Mind is healthy. It's a food. Positive thought it is. Possible or difficult? There is no need of separate time. I do not have time. No, there is no need. While doing same time, 2 things can be done at the same time. Physically you can serve and mentally also. Possible? Not many things. Only 1 drop, 1 thought is sufficient. That's why it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. How to keep our mind healthy? For the body, we take care. Up to today, we realize I means the body. That's why Baba is telling, no, I am a soul. Healthy mind, healthy soul, in a healthy body. So for that, what I have to do each day, minimum it is 3 times. If you want to go fast, it is also possible. So what you are listening, share with others. Suppose you do not have time, you are so much busy, somebody is calling you, somebody is phoning you, talk to him. While talking, when you complete the talk, please brother wait 1 second. Remove, you cannot remember at that time. Remove, read and tell him. If he is Baba's child, today Baba said this. Whatever negative things he has given, it will influence. If you want to clean it, so you create positive. So when you are in contact with others, so at that time you cannot remember. So keep along with you. And read and tell. Not always, minimum 10 days you do this. Create a habit. Once I create this habit, afterwards you see, always, When you are listening, Murli, you will select which point I have to remember. Each day, take new points, not same. So while listening, Murli, naturally we will have full attention. Because I want to select new point and I want to share. Otherwise, what happens now? We are listening. What I have to do? Just I am listening. No. If you want to share, we select. Attention will be there. Otherwise, nowadays, always Baba is telling same thing. We just listen. While listening, we are somewhere else. That's why it is said, listening is not everything. That's why it is said, while listening, please give attention. Otherwise, we have one concept. Same thing Baba is telling always. Realize yourself as a soul. Remember, no, you see, each Murli, one point will be there, something new. That we have to find out. Demand and supply. Yes? So if you want to supply, if you want to tell something, so you have to collect from here. Now what happens? We are listening. What I have to do? We never share with others. So while listening, we say, we realize, yes, I know it. I know it. If somebody asks you, when you go from here after Murli class, do and see, when you go from this door, out of classroom, just you ask, brother, what Baba said today? Oh, many things, very good. What is that? You ask, test, see. We cannot repeat the whole one sentence. That's why it is said, listening is not everything. And we cannot remember whole Murli. There is no need. Because we have taken whole life you have traveled. So mentally we are very weak. So at least one point each day. One positive thoughts. Teach yourself minimum 3 times, not once. It is a food. Feed yourself morning, afternoon, evening. And if you want to go fast, Baba is telling Tiru Purushad, go fast. Whenever you meet, do not say Om Shanti. Share. Yes, Baba said this. Again and again you are reminding yourself, you are sharing, you are creating a sanskar. Baba is telling, create imperishable sanskars of this knowledge. You will carry this. So to carry this positive sanskars, share with others. Even if you sometimes, somebody is not in knowledge. Even you can share. But do not tell him, Baba said this. Sometimes we share, no? Worldly news. This happened, that happened. We share worldly news. Negative news. We can share positive news also. It is difficult. It is service to the mind. While doing everything, separate time is not necessary. While doing everything, you can do this. While doing physical job also, we can do this. It is difficult to remember mentally. That's why it is said, where there is a will, there is a way. First, we require, what is my aim of life? Even now, why I came in Madhuban? I have to use my maximum time. Not only physical service, mental also. Physical also, I should not waste 1 second here and there. Time is very valuable. This time, we won't get after 5,000 years. This golden opportunity is given to us to elevate my fortune. Serve physically, mentally, even when you sit meditation, once in a cycle this opportunity is given to charge your battery full. Now one more question I will ask you. You will give answer. Suppose brother is telling, otherwise sister is telling, brother, I am very poor, I do not have wealth. I can, but I will do physical service. 24 hours I will serve Baba. But I cannot do service by wealth. It is okay. Yes, he is doing 24 hours physically. Mentally sick, by wealth he cannot. And brother is asking that I will do, I am not having, I physically I cannot work, I am very weak, I am always busy, but I am having sufficient wealth. I will give wealth to the Baba. So Baba will give me health. Baba will give me sound health. Possible. Because he cannot work physically. He is always busy. And physically he is ill. He is telling, I will serve Baba by wealth. It is okay. No. But he won't get sound health. Why? Why? I said already, what you sow, so shall you reap. This is how sometimes you may say, I am serving physically, I am serving Baba by wealth, I will have sound life. No, all three things are different. If you want healthy body, do service through the body. If you want healthy mind, if you want to become wealthy, it is in your hands. Health, wealth and happiness, only Baba is giving direction. How much we do? You may say, I cannot. Whom you will tell? Tell your fortune. I am unable to do this. Who will give you? Baba is not having anything. He will just give you direction. Sometimes you see at present, somebody is very wealthy, but always sick. Somebody's body is very beautiful, but always there are many diseases. There is imbalance. Now Baba is teaching, if you want in the whole cycle, health, wealth and happiness, equally, then you have to think now. Otherwise, it is too late. There is no excuse. Ignorance of law of action. You may say, I do not know. So Baba is giving all type of knowledge. That's why each day Baba is saying, do not miss Murli. Baba is not giving all the knowledge in one day. In the whole Murli, one point will be there, something new. So while listening, listen with full attention. And twice what Baba said, new point today. Note down it. Think on that. Try to apply it. Because it is an education. Not just, I am having faith. Faith is not everything. Along with the faith, understanding is also necessary. So Baba is telling once again, if you want to become mentally healthy, so each day, purify yourself. This is by keeping knowledge. Once again, when you sit in meditation, charge yourself with all the powers. Now you will tell me how you are going to charge, how you will purify yourself. Because doctors are telling, who is a doctor? One who cures physical health. He is a doctor. One who is Supreme Father, he said, I am a Supreme Surgeon. He purified the soul and not the body. Yes? But there is a condition. Doctors, they give you medicine. As per his direction, you have to use that medicine. Then only you will get physically cured. Is it? As per his direction. Now, if you want to pure yourself, the Supreme Father, doctor's direction is there. How you are going to purify? He said, remember me. So how to remember? Now you're going to sit now. Now 7 to 7:30 we'll do meditation. What you will do? Half an hour, what you will do? By sitting just, mind will go there? No, there are many things you remember. Mind is very naughty. It will wander here and there. So what you will do? How you will going to remember Baba? And Baba has given the system. Doctors are telling, this is a medicine you have to take, no doubt. But how? This medicine you have to, tablets you have to take before breakfast. This tablet you have to take after lunch. Is it? Some system is there. Otherwise the whole world is telling. What is meditation? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. It is a universal definition. Activate. How to activate? The whole world is saying, what is meditation? Activate your consciousness. How? How you are going to activate? So here also Baba is telling always, each day this point will be there. Realize yourself as a soul, then remember me. Unless you realize yourself as a soul, your vibrations cannot reach me. Now you are also having mobile, I am also having mobile. So you can talk to me? You can talk? You are also having mobile, I am also having. So you can talk to me? Even though both are having same mobile, but number is important. So if you dial proper number, then your voice will go to your destination, to that person. Similarly here also, Baba is a soul and I am also a soul. So I can communicate with him. So that we require number. He is a number. What is his number? No, it is old number, landline. Now mobile number is necessary. What is his number? How you remember? How you dial him? How you talk to him? That is what Baba is telling each day. Realize yourself as a soul. How? Brother, who are you? I do not know. I will ask him, brother, what is your name? He will give answer. From where you came? He will give answer. Similarly, talk to you. Activate yourself. Each second, I am having awareness. I means body. At least when you are sitting, there is no use of this body. Activate yourself. How to activate? So system, when you sit here, now 7 to 7:30 you will do meditation. Listen and put into practical. Okay? Listen with carefully. So when you sit, ask, activate yourself. You ask, who am I? Whom you are asking? I am asking, sister, what is your name? You will tell, no? So you ask yourself. So there are two souls? No. So who is asking to whom? Is asking to body. Is it? Mind is asking to whom? This is a dialogue in between. What is concentration? Bring your mind and intellect together. Then connect. So how to bring mind and intellect together? So whenever, this is a system of this Raj Yoga. So just you sit, keep your eye open, talk to you. Go on, talk to you. From here to incorporeal world. So Baba is telling always, activate yourself and talk to me. Realize yourself, who am I, and talk to me. So how to realize? There are five questions. First you ask, who am I? Suddenly intellect. You are having memory. You have taken 7 days course. You know, yes, I am a soul. Which soul? I am son of Almighty. I am a divine soul. I am a pure soul. I am a Brahmin soul. Ask yourself, who am I? Wait, intellect has to give answer. Use your intellect. Second, if I am so and so, what is my form? Suddenly intellect will give you answer, yes, this is my form. Ask, what are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. Activate them. Yes, ask one by one. Each day, activate them. Fourth, what are my function? What is my function? What I am doing? Sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use this eye. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. While doing meditation, you want to use your mouth? You want to use somebody came here and there? No. So that said, be bodiless. Detach from the body. Do not use. Somebody is coming, somebody is going. I am not watchman. I do not want to see here and there. So activate yourself. One by one, who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? And from where I came? Yes? I came from incorporeal world. Now talk to him. How you will talk? Now once again, who is he? He said, I am almighty. He is having minimum 8 powers. Take one by one. Do not ask. Compare. Baba says, son shows father. Compare yourself with him. What my father is doing and what I am is doing. He is ocean of love. He is ocean of pure. He is ocean of peace. And I am? Father is this. And what is child? Now ask, how I want to become like him? What my father is doing? And what I have to do? Compare what he is doing and what I have to do. He is ocean of knowledge. Each day he is coming and giving knowledge. What I am doing, I am just accumulating the knowledge. Is it right? What I have to do? What he is doing, he is also sharing. Follow father. My father is doing this. I have to, whatever he is teaching, I have to share. I have to follow him. Understood? So take each power, because he is almighty. Do not ask him, Baba, solve my this problem. Baba said, I have not came to cure your physical body. Go to a doctor. Physician is there. My duty is, yes, Baba has said today, what duty Baba has given him? What is Baba's role in this drama? He said, my role is, I am the purifier. I come only in this confluence age. So Baba, this is system. When you sit, how to cleanse, how to serve yourself mentally, physically, and by wealth, health, wealth and happiness. How to create fortune. How to activate. Otherwise, just you say drama it is. No. Baba is giving, in this confluence age, opportunities. Use them. And how much use you have to use as per your aim. The serve to humanity is serve to God. Now you are asked physically, mentally and by wealth, how much I am serving. Do not say afterwards, oh, why is this? So now, in this conferences, all are getting this opportunity to serve the self physically, mentally, and by wealth. So Baba is telling, healthy, wealthy, and happiness for one life, for 21 life, for 63 life, for 84, it is in your hand. So how much life you want to become healthy, wealthy, happy? So the cycle. So now you have to ask, how much I am serving Baba? Because he is telling, I am not having anything. He is giving, he is guiding. He is teacher, he is teaching in this confluence age. How much we will do, so much we will going to get. Okay? Convince? Not, do not say, my drama, my fortune, what is this, why it is? Why it is, I have to ask myself. I have not done, so I am not getting. Nobody, there is no restriction. Otherwise, in this universe, there is independence is there. For all the souls, there is an independence. Nobody can shake, nobody can harm, nobody can give any sorrow. It is my own action is having equally reaction. So Baba is telling, now he is giving guidance each day, teaching. How much I give attention, so much I will going to get the status in future. Now this life is designed as per the my past action. This cannot be changed. It is the past life's design. Future is in my hand. So what type of life you want? There is a choice. Now I have two choice. I want this type of life, iron age, golden age, silver age, copper age. That is in your hand. Now the exam, we are in exam hall. How much I have studied, so much I will going to write. So this way while studying, because it's an education. It is a spiritual education he is giving. It is spiritual university. Okay? Now we can do half an hour meditation. How we'll do? Activate slowly yourself. Baba said, all those who are sitting, all are creating one type of thought. Yes? So one type of thoughts all are creating. So there is power. Otherwise somebody is doing something, somebody is doing something. No. One system, one type of thoughts are coming. So that is called power of silence. It creates power. If you burn one candle, how much light it will give? If you burn 10 candles, what will happen? So collective meditation, mass meditation, individually we do. Our vibrations are limited. Collectively when you do, the vibrations are more powerful. And systematically, if you are collectively, if we are doing, the one type of vibrations we are creating. And that vibration will serve the self and serve the universe. Because whole world is expecting the positive vibrations. So how we will do it? Power of silence, we say. So when you sit, all must have one type. Activate yourself. Just talk to you. Do not keep 1 second your mind free. If mind is free, somebody is waiting there to enter. Intellect is free. Somebody is waiting. 10 years back you have heard something, you have seen something, it will emerge. So it is said, here mind and intellect you have to use. Otherwise what you will do? When you sit and you will talk, I am a soul, point of light, just like, oh, I have to do something. Who is interfering? Who is interacting? No, Maya is nothing. It is our own past habits, sanskar, they activate through intellect. So it is said, Baba is telling, mind and intellect connect with me. Not one power. Both powers are there. First, bring them together. This is concentration. Then connect. Okay? Convince? We can do now?